Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. Get to visit with Liz Knutson. She is the Pioneer U.S. Soybeans Marketing Lead. We've just come through fall harvest, Liz. Do you have test results back on how the soybeans have done across the nation?
We do. Thanks, Kyle. Glad to be with you this morning. So across the U.S., we are at the tail end of soybean harvest, and we're just starting to dig through that data. So far, it really depends on did you get the rain or not. If you got the rain, you have great soybean yields you're excited about. But even in some drought-stressed areas, we're still seeing better than expected results. So Pioneer brand soybeans are seeing a 3-bushel yield advantage across, you know, all competitors. And when we look specifically at Pioneer brand A-Series E3, Enlist E3 soybeans, we're seeing a 2.5-bushel yield advantage versus our competitive E3 folks in the industry. So positive results for our Pioneer soybean growers, and we're excited to see what comes as we move into 24.
Over the years, though, the genetics that are put into soybeans are a lot like corn in that that average yield just keeps inching up year after year.
Yeah, our breeders are always focused on continuous improvement. Actually, this year in 2023, we're celebrating 50 years of soybean breeding with Pioneer. And I think back to those folks in 1973 who got into the business. What were they thinking was high yields versus today? High yields, we're talking 70s, 80s, even 100 bushel yield achievers. And those are just numbers that are really impressive to behold.
So do you have new products planned for 2024?
We do. Today we are announcing and launching our Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans. For those who have been around for a while, you're probably familiar with Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans, which have had great results. We're excited to bring you even more with the Z-Series. So we're talking about more yields, enhanced agronomic protection, as well as more exclusive varieties that you won't find in any other bag but Pioneer.
So will they be limited on their availability?
Yeah, 2024 will be an introductory year, so if you want to get your hands on some Z-Series, I'd reach out to your Pioneer sales rep pretty quickly. But then moving into 2025, we'll see full-scale volume of these new Z-Series, and I'd check plot results. As you move throughout the growing season, hop into a plot and see how they're emerging. Come to fall, take a look at those varietal-level results and think about what will make sense for 25.
So as you look down the road over, let's just say, the next 5 years, what sort of things are you breeding for? What sort of emphasis, or what is the main area? Because you can't improve everything at the same time.
Yeah, our breeders would tell you that, you know, all of our breeders are locally based. That's where our research stations are. They're in local communities. So they're not just looking at what farmers are facing today, but they're thinking that 5 years out, like you're talking about, to say what pests and diseases will evolve in that time frame and what do we have to be prepared for. So our breeders continue to speak to local growers. We have product agronomists embedded in the communities working alongside them to help feed in, hey, here's some of the pests and challenges we're finding here locally, and maybe starting to branch out across our breeding programs. That's the other benefit. Local breeders and a U.S. network, we can definitely have conversations between stations to bring those enhanced disease protection in areas we might have them today, but also areas we might have them tomorrow.
That is Liz Knutson. She's Pioneer U.S. Soybeans Marketing Lead. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.